Veteran Broadway, TV, and film actor Brian Batt, a native New Orleanian known for his role as Mad Men star Salvador Romano, is back in town reviving his popular one-man show, Batt on a Hot Tin Roof, a show that was born of necessity following Hurricane Katrina and has gone on to entertain audiences worldwide. Brian Batt, welcome to Inside the Arts.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, Diane. Thank you.
Batt on a Hot Tin Roof. Is that a nod to the great playwright Tennessee Williams?
Of course. However, it has nothing to do with the play. In fact, the play is running right before me at Le Petit Theater with the Tennessee Williams Festival.
Yeah.
And I'm actually doing my show on their set. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be appropriate and inappropriate at the same time.
Now, this is quite a different role for you, a cabaret performance. How did it come about?
After Katrina, my friend Barbara Motley, who was the proprietress of Le Chat Noir, called me and said, you know, people are coming back. There's nothing to do. There's no entertainment. And we need to do a benefit, a fundraiser for the displaced actors and musicians. And of course, at that time, and still, anytime I'm asked to do anything to help out, I do. I said, yes. I hung up the phone and realized I'd never done anything like that in my life before. You know, usually, you know, on Broadway, there's sets and costumes, hydraulics, other people, not just you metaphorically naked on a stage with a piano. So I was petrified. I called back and I said, Barbara, I don't know. This is not what I do. And she says, just sing your songs, tell your stories. You'll have a great time. I did. And I had so much fun. It was the most frightening yet exhilarating artistic thing I've done. One of my favorite things, because it's just you. It's you and the audience and the music and the storytelling. And if something goes wrong, you have to go with it. There's nowhere to hide. In the basic theater, there's something called the fourth wall, you know, the way the audience is behind that fourth wall. And in cabaret, there are no walls. You really have to open yourself up. And luckily, I can do that. I'm an open book in a way, you know.
So tell us, what are you negotiating on this Hot Tin Roof?
Well, the funds raised all go to two wonderful organizations. One, Le Petit Theater, which, as you know, is very near and dear to my heart. I got my start chewing the scenery there. There's still teeth marks on the proscenium, I think. And another one is the Forum for Equality, which is the LGBT advocacy group in Louisiana. This will help also towards marriage equality here.
And what will you be performing?
It's like 16 or 17 songs with stories in between, but it is kind of autobiographical.
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans and miss it each night and day?
It's a little bit of everything. You know, there's some songs that are very funny, that catch you off guard, which I love. And then there's some, you know, classic songs. Some of my favorites, I mean, like Cole Porter's Night and Day. And then I love singing Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? And a wonderful song by Pete Mills called It's Amazing the Things That Float, about a flood, which ironically was sung right at the first Broadway benefit after Katrina. I opened that benefit at the Gershwin Theater, where I did my first Broadway show just over 2 weeks after Katrina. They organized this huge benefit with all the Broadway companies, hosted by Liza Minnelli, and I got to open it singing Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? So it was kind of like hit me. There's some Billy Joel. I sing New York State of Mind, a wonderful Bill Finn song called Infinite Joy, and some surprises.
And the stories?
The stories all come from my just growing up in New Orleans and then living in New York and, you know, things that happened after 9/11, the funny stuff. You know, even in tragedy, there is comedy. You know, there are laughs in Hamlet and Macbeth. If you look closely and you do it right, there are some laughs. So even in the hardest times, you know, I try to find humor.
What are your thoughts, you know, as this was something that came about post-Katrina? Yeah. It was done for New Orleans, mm-hmm. but you've taken it around the world.
Yes, and even in New York. Like, when I did it in New York, it's so true. I mean, I did it at 54 Below in Feinstein's, and, you know, there's so many similarities. Everyone's journey is different, but we all share so much in common. And, you know, New York just had Hurricane Sandy. So, I mean, they know from distress and tragedy. The irony is, when I went to do it in the first time in Australia, there was just some big floods, I think in Brisbane, I'm not sure. But, you know, everyone can identify with what happens and what comes out of tragedy, you know, the goodness and the community. And New Orleans has just, I think, blossomed. And we're in the middle of a renaissance after Katrina in so many ways.
It's coming up on 9 years post-Katrina. How do you feel about reviving this?
You know, I think it's good stories and moving stories and stories of hope are always relevant. You know, we're still telling stories from the Old Testament, for God's sake. So, you know, talk about floods. But it is, and it's fun. And there's some really wonderful, one of my favorite songs I do sing is Infinite Joy by Bill Finn. It's a beautiful song of hope and gratitude, which I think is, I say this in the show, I think, you know, gratitude is the most important emotion, but the least expressed.
Yeah. Brian Batt, thanks for stopping by.
Anytime.
Brian Batt's one-man show, Batt on a Hot Tin Roof, is a one-night-only performance at Le Petit Theater, 616 St. Peter Street, Sunday at 7 p.m. More info at lepetittheater.com.
Night and day, you are the one.
Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO. I'm Diane Mack.